In Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, I'm not going to read it all because it's the parables. It's the parable of the lost sheep, if you remember that parable, that the shepherd left 99 to go and find one. The lost coin, that God was so concerned with the lady that lost the coin, was faithful. And why was Jesus telling us all these things? The story of the lost son. These are stories that are earthly stories with a heavenly meaning. That's what makes them so special. To illustrate the point further, Jesus told them this story, the last little parable in chapter 15. A man had two sons. The younger son told his father, "I want my share of your estate now instead of waiting until you die." So his father agreed to divide his wealth between the sons. And a few days later, the younger son took off with all his belongings and took a trip to a distant land. And there he wasted all of his money on wild living. And about that time, his money ran out. A great famine swept over the land, and he began to starve. And he persuaded the local farmer to hire him to feed his pigs. The boy became so hungry that even the pods that he was feeding to the pigs looked good to him to eat. But no one gave him anything. And when he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, "Self, my at home, even the hired hand had food enough to eat. And here I am dying of hunger. I will go home to my father and say, 'Father, I have sinned against you and against heaven. And I am no longer worthy of being called your son. Please take me on as a hired hand.'" May God add his blessings to the reading of the first part of that parable of the lost son.